France is hardly a fortress, but it's getting harder to enter the country as a legal immigrant and easier for illegal aliens to be deported. The bill adopted by the National Assembly would require French language tests for visa candidates and parents seeking to join family members to sign immigration contracts. It would also authorize voluntary genetic tests to prove family ties. If passed by both houses, it would be the third French law in 5 years tightening immigration policy. The legislation, especially the controversial DNA provision, has sparked widespread opposition. Leftist politicians, human rights groups, the Vatican, and even French police and government ministers have voiced concerns. Tuesday, several hundred people gathered in front of the National Assembly in Paris to protest the bill being debated by lawmakers. They included 31-year-old Majid Messaouden, a Socialist Party official from the Seine-Saint-Denis region outside Paris. Messaouden's parents immigrated to France from Algeria in the 1960s.
La France est un pays d'immigration depuis. Elle a une très tradition d'immigration.
Messaouden said France has a tradition of immigration. He calls it part of the country's wealth. He says whether the government likes it or not, France will remain a country of immigration. Nearby, Moussa Bakaga from Mali says he believes Africans like himself from countries once colonized by France should be allowed to come here and work.
Je ne reconnais plus la France. C'est la dérive totale.
Bakaga, who is jobless and has been living in France for the past 7 years, says he no longer recognizes the country. He says the new immigration policy is extremist. The new legislation makes good campaign promises by President Nicolas Sarkozy, the son of a Hungarian immigrant. The French president wants what he calls a chosen immigration policy targeting skilled workers who can fill critical labor gaps. Mr. Sarkozy cracked down on immigration as the country's interior minister. This year, he's vowed to enforce quotas to deport illegal aliens. The target is set for 25,000 compared to 15,000 in 2004. And Mr. Sarkozy's immigration minister recently chastised French officials who failed to meet their quotas. The government's tough stance has outraged immigrant rights activists like Mouloud Aounit, head of the Movement Against Racism and for Friendship Between Peoples, a Paris-based anti-discrimination group. Aounit calls France's center-right government xenophobic. Although Aounit supports a national and even a Europe-wide debate on immigration, he says immigrants' rights should be respected. He says France cannot have immigration legislation that threatens fundamental liberties. But a poll published in Le Figaro newspaper this week found the majority of French people support immigration quotas. Most also favor French language requirements for would-be immigrants and oppose blanket regularization of illegal aliens. France is not alone in adopting a choosier approach to immigration. Hugo Brady is a research fellow at the Center for European Reform in London.
We're beginning to have a more sophisticated debate about, okay, we accept immigration is a reality and will be a reality going forward. Now it's member states and the European Commission are discussing how basically the big issue is how do you get the right kind of immigrants? That is the big issue.
According to European Union Justice Commissioner Franco Frattini, Europe only draws about 5% of the skilled foreign labor force, compared to the 55% who head for the United States. Frattini has vowed to introduce so-called blue cards next month, Europe's answer to American-style green cards for qualified foreign workers. The documentation would allow holders to stay in a European country for a 2-year period. They may eventually be qualified for longer-term residency and to work in other EU countries. But immigration specialists like Catherine de Venden say that as more and more Europeans head toward retirement, the region will need all kinds of immigrants to fill labor shortages, including unskilled ones. Ms. Venden is an analyst at the National Center for Scientific Research in Paris.
Les politiques restrictives ont très peu d'impact sur la volonté des
Moreover, Venden says tougher immigration legislation is not always effective. She says people who leave their country have lost hope to stay and that they want things to change. And the desire to go to Europe, she says, is very strong. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.